Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax, take a deep breath, and turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Merry Christmas! Tonight's story comes from Luke chapter 2.
About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the hostel. There were shepherds camping in the neighborhood. They had set night watches over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. The angel said,
"Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody, worldwide. A savior has just been born in David's town. A savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for. A baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger."
At once the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises.
"Glory to God in the heavenly heights. Peace to all men and women on earth who please him."
As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherds talked it over.
"Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us."
They left, running, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the shepherds were impressed. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, deep within herself. The shepherds returned and let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. It turned out exactly the way they'd been told.
Can I imagine being in the hills with the shepherds? Who am I? A shepherd? A shepherd's child helping to keep watch of the sheep? Am I a sheep? What is the night like? Can I see the stars? The angel appears, and the brightness of God is all around. Can I picture it? How does it make me feel? As we listen to the story again, pay close attention to what the angels have to say.
About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the hostel. There were shepherds camping in the neighborhood. They had set night watches over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. The angel said,
"Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody, worldwide. A savior has just been born in David's town. A savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for. A baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger."
At once the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises.
Glory to God in the heavenly heights, peace to all men and women on earth who please him.
As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherds talked it over.
"Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us."
They left, running, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the shepherds were impressed. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, deep within herself. The shepherds returned and let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. It turned out exactly the way they'd been told.
"The angel tells me not to be afraid. Can I feel the overwhelming brightness of God comfort instead of frighten me?" The angel tells us how we will know the Savior when we see him. Do I think it's strange that the long-awaited Christ would be sleeping in a feed box like the sheep use? The angels celebrate the brightness of God, saying, "Glory to God in heaven." Then they announce peace and joy for the world. Thinking about the brightness of God and the angels telling the story, what would I like to say to the baby Jesus when we find him? Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep, rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.